Hollywood, Florida, has come up with a new way to reduce its homeless population. The city is buying out a shelter and sending the homeless people away. City officials reached a deal with a controversial homeless advocate who's run a shelter in the South Florida beach community for years. They're paying him nearly $5 million for his properties and his promise to move some 200 homeless people out of an area targeted for redevelopment. NPR's Greg Allen visited Hollywood, Florida, and has this report.
It's been a week of goodbyes at the Homeless Voice Shelter in Hollywood.
Of course, everything's gone, TVs. And
yeah, it's kind of sad, I guess, huh?
I've been working here 14 years. I can't cry anymore.
Christine Jordan was the hotel manager here. For nearly 13 years, this rundown hotel operated as a homeless shelter. Some people stayed free. Others paid on a sliding scale. Just 22 rooms, but most nights, Jordan says, more than 200 stayed here, many sleeping on mats in the cafeteria.
They put about 35, 40 mats. We call this the emergency level. They head to toe, almost 40 people in here every night.
It all came to an end this week when the city of Hollywood closed a deal with the shelter's owner, Sean Canone. Hollywood bought Canone's hotel and several other properties for $4.8 million. Last week, more than 100 shelter residents boarded buses and headed out of town to new quarters, more than 200 miles away in central Florida. For the city, it ends a long, unhappy relationship with Canone. A decade ago, Hollywood tried unsuccessfully to shut down his shelter. Now, with a building boom underway and developers setting their sights on the aging neighborhood, Canone decided to cash in and move his shelter and tenants out of the city. But he's not happy.
This has been my home. Most people know that I sleep at the shelter. So it's been traumatic. Selling that, I sold the homeless out. I had no choice in the matter. They wouldn't let us expand here. We weren't getting the services we needed from the city.
Canone is a homeless advocate and an entrepreneur. His shelter is self-supporting. His homeless clients pay rent by selling the Homeless Voice newspaper or by drawing on disability or other government benefits. Canone says the deal he made with the city allows him to continue working with the homeless anywhere but in Hollywood. That's because of an unusual provision, one that bans him from living in the city for the next 30 years.
They were afraid if I owned a house that I would let a homeless person spend the night, and it would be a slippery slope for me to get away with opening up another shelter.
Hollywood is in Broward County, which has had a contentious relationship with its large homeless population and the people who serve them. Neighboring Fort Lauderdale has long tried to restrict homeless feeding programs. Here's Raylan Story, a spokesperson for Hollywood.
This is not about the city of Hollywood not being open to providing assistance for individuals who are experiencing homelessness.
Story notes that Hollywood is home to a 125-bed homeless shelter run by the county. But like much of South Florida, the city is seeing a building boom. More than $1 billion of development is in the works. Story says on one of the city's main commercial corridors, Canone's homeless shelter was an obstacle.
The concentration along this particular corridor was creating a scenario where the city couldn't see the redevelopment potential.
It's a similar story in other coastal cities. Lorraine Wilby, with the Task Force for Ending Homelessness in Fort Lauderdale, says after building out the beachfront, developers are moving inland.
And where the development is happening is some rundown old single occupancy rooms and boarding houses and all those affordable or attainable places to live for people.
In recent years, Wilby says, her group has seen a marked increase of homelessness among the working poor. People with full-time jobs who can't afford first and last month's rent, plus a security deposit. As old neighborhoods give way to new development, she says a lack of affordable housing means Hollywood's homeless problem is likely to persist long after Canone and his shelter have moved on. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.